And now it's time for Stove's Movie Minute.
Wall-to-wall country, Walls 102. I'm Stove, and today on Stove's Movie Minute, we are taking a look at Bad Boys for Life. After 17 years, the Bad Boys franchise featuring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith returns to the big screen with a third film. For the first time, too, the film is not directed by Michael Bay. He settles for a producer credit and even a cameo appearance this time around. And instead, the film is directed by the team of Adil and Belial as it follows Lawrence and Smith as Marcus Burnett and Mike Lowry, two Miami detectives who are coming up on 25 years with the force. Marcus's daughter has just given birth to his grandchild, prompting him to want to retire, much to the chagrin of Mike. But when Mike is shot and left in critical condition, Marcus is forced to come out of retirement, work with his partner to try and find the culprit. This leads to them uncovering an old case where they track down various arms dealers and a large conspiracy at hand. Bad Boys for Life kind of follows the Fast and Furious blueprint for rebooting a franchise. If you remember Fast 5, how different it was from the previous four films of the Fast and the Furious films, Bad Boys for Life features a lot of big action set pieces and is about as loud and as silly as its predecessors. But it's a far cry from the first sequel, a film I really did not enjoy, but it really isn't worlds better either. We get a lot of tired monologues about how family is the most important thing, stemming from Marcus's family man image in contrast with Mike's refusal to tie down. It gets a little stale, especially having sat through many Fast and Furious movies with the same concept. Family is always everything, and they remind you constantly. It's partly worth it, though, to see Lawrence and Smith on screen together. Martin Lawrence actually hasn't been in a lot of movies over the last decade, so I'll never roll my eyes when I get a chance to watch him do his thing, and Will Smith, as you can expect, just as charismatic as ever. It was also smart to have new directors take over this series, especially after it lied dormant for 17 years. I just wish the outcome was a bit more impressive as opposed to predictable. I give Bad Boys for Life 2.5 out of 4 stars. I'm Stove, and you can get all my movie minutes right here at walls102.com.
This has been Stove's Movie Minute on walls102.com.